All right, brothers and sisters, here we are once again. Good to see you all here this morning. So, I have my shofar here. We're going to sound it this morning. Every so often, on special occasions, I like to bring it out and sound it because I don't know why. It's supposed to be something important. So let's sound the shofar to begin our meeting this morning. There's a story to this this instrument. A number of years ago, when Nora and I were living in Calgary, I got it in my heart that somehow I should have a ram's horn, a shofar, that I can sound from time to time. And then I went online, obviously, like everyone does, and let me find one. Sure enough, you can find all kinds. So I put in my order, but something went wrong. The credit card expired, or I don't know. I don't remember what happened, but it never came. So I said, well, it's just not God's will for me to have such a thing. So just forget the whole thing. But anyway, I prayed, Lord, if you want, give me one. You know, I'd like to get one. Thank you very much. So then when we were in Calgary in another church, this Afrikaner family had just immigrated, and they came to our church, and the man came in, and he's holding that thing in his hand, and he comes straight to me and says, you know, when we left our church in Johannesburg, there was this lady there that gave this to me and said, there in Calgary, when you go to the new church, there's someone there who is praying to get one of these. So I said, well, thank you. I guess God answered my prayer. I didn't even have to pay for it. Yeah, so that was something wonderful. Anyway, brothers and sisters, my topic this morning is faith. How did you guess? Yeah, my topic is faith. Now, I have to turn to the book of faith, which is Hebrews. Which chapter do you think it is? Oh, look at that. Everyone knows. Let's let's start from we will all take credit. Okay, Hebrews chapter 11. Let's read 1 through the 6. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what is visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found, because God has taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly or diligently seek him. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now, I must confess to you that this topic is way beyond my my understanding. Yeah, probably. We all, you know, faith is a big topic. I think our Pastor Riku should be the one speaking about this topic. But however, I just want to sort of like introduce this topic, and perhaps in the future days, someone else will build up on this topic. It's a very it's a big matter, okay? And I'm only scratching the surface, but somehow I've had it in my heart that we should talk about this matter of faith, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. So it must be a serious thing. Brother Derek Prince, he's someone that I learned so much from. He always said that faith is an act. Trust is an attitude. Faith is an act. Trust is an attitude. So somehow there is a distinction. There's a difference. Faith is some kind of action that we do. And trust is an attitude. Faith is an act. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Somehow, we should have some actions of faith in our life. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Do I have faith? Do I have actions of faith? All right, let's look at some people of faith. I know this man. He has lots of faith. He's a real faith preacher, in fact. His whole life is all about faith. And he's a real faith man, as far as I can see. He's on television a lot. And he's very rich. As far as I can tell, he's a multi-millionaire. People send him lots of money gladly. Thousands, millions of dollars he gets from people. He really has a lot of faith. He's even got his own airport. He's got nice airplanes. I really would like to have one of those G650 model aircraft. It's like $65 million. It's a... Max. The Max has said its wings clipped, but the G650 is a nice model, $65 million US dollars, three-engine aircraft, beautiful. And, you know, I've seen a picture of his house. It's really nice. It's by a lake. Maybe he even owns the lake. I don't know. So he's a man of faith, and faith is really working for him. He's, super faith, you know, super faith. Yeah, he's a real man of faith. You know, I don't want to judge him too hard. It's not really my business, but... Okay, so he's an example of faith. And I happened to see somewhere where he was walking, and a news reporter came to him with a microphone and said, Pastor, we know that you're a real faith man. Don't you feel badly at all that... You know, people are sending you millions of dollars and you have millions of dollars and lots of other people are starving and sick and having trouble. Don't you feel badly? He said, no, because I am a man of faith. I believe the faith will make you rich, healthy, happy, give you lots of toys. And see, it's working for me. I would be a hypocrite if I preached this faith message and I wasn't rich. So, yeah, I guess at least he's not a hypocrite. He really believes and it's working for him. But I must confess, it's not working for me. I don't have that kind of faith. It would be nice to have lots of toys and lots of money and whatnot, but it's just not happening, okay? It's just not happening to me. So faith is an act, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. I do not know, but I know some people that are pleasing God. Let's look at some examples. Daniel, now he was a cool guy. It's possible, you know, that when Daniel was in Jerusalem, that he was quite well-to-do, you know. He probably had lots of nice toys, and he was an important person. He was good-looking and healthy, and things were going good for him. But then something terrible happened. The Chaldeans, or the Babylonians, like we read in Habakkuk, they showed up and... they hauled off Daniel and lots of the Jewish people to Babylon, you know, near Iraq, Iran, there somewhere. He lost everything. He became a slave. He was hauled off. He lost his family, his house, his nice car, you know. Everything was left behind in Jerusalem. And he was like a slave to a foreign king in Babylon. That's quite a change in his life. Maybe he didn't have faith. That's why this bad thing happened to him. Anyway, somehow the king discovers him and says, now there's a good-looking guy, and I would like to have him in my service. And he even changes his name. How terrible is that? Imagine if you were hauled off to some foreign country and they were worshiping some kind of a weird god, say the sun god, and they say, all right, you're going to be my slave and my servant, and I'm changing your name to worship the sun god. That's your new name. How terrible is that? You might think, I might lose my faith in this place, you know. But Daniel, he did have faith, amazing faith. His trainer said, you know what, you're going to have to eat this special food and drink this special wine because the king wants you to look good. And Daniel said, no, I can't do that. And the trainer said, well, you know, if you don't look good after a few months, you're going to die and I'm going to die. So you have to obey. But Daniel said, no, I am not going to do that. So this was a real crisis. A real crisis. And Daniel, he didn't know what might happen, but he resolved to do what is right. He said, no, just give me vegetables and water. And then we'll see. If I look good, then I look good. If not, then I don't. But I am not going to do what is wrong. Daniel's act of faith, I believe, was doing what is right, no matter what. I don't think he knew for sure how things would turn out. You know, eating vegetables for a month or two, maybe that will make you look good. Maybe it will make you look bad. Maybe the king will approve, maybe he will not. I don't know. He didn't know. But his act of faith was that position he took. No, I am going to do what is right, no matter what happens to me. I believe that is faith. So faith is an act. Trust is an attitude. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. How about Daniel's three friends? Remember, he went with three other buddies. Okay, they're all good-looking guys, you know, strong and muscular, like our brother here, Dale, and or Zach. He's a good-looking boy, and some new king showed up. You know, they had a revolution or something, and a new king showed up, and he decided to make this golden thing of himself, you know, like 100 feet tall or something. And all the people had to go and bow down to this golden thing in the desert because, you know, the king wanted to be cool. And so Daniel's three friends, they were brought over there and said, okay, guys, bow down to this golden thing. Well, it's pretty easy to bow down. Just bow for a second and nobody cares, right? So, fine, do it. However, they said, no, we're not going to bow down. Well, if you don't bow down, we're going to kill you. So, kind of a crisis situation. What to do? To bow or not to bow? That's right. That is the question. So, your head is going to come off if you refuse. So, act of faith. They decided, no, we're not going to bow. And they said, you know what? Our God can save us. But even if he does not, we're still not going to bow. God is able to save us. But even if he does not, we're still not going to bow. Somehow, you know, I'm thinking that that's more like contradiction in faith. Isn't faith where you know for sure that you get what you want? Maybe not. Maybe faith is that we are willing to accept something that things don't turn out the way we think it should. Maybe God's plan, God's thoughts are higher than ours. So their act of faith, they're not going to bow. They don't know for sure what will happen. Maybe God will save them. Maybe God will not save them. Maybe they will live. Maybe they will die. The future is unknown. They don't know for sure what is going to happen to them. But they placed their trust in God. Their act of faith was such that, no, we're not going to bow down. God can save us. God may not save us. We are still going to do what is right. We're going to do what is right no matter what the result. I believe that was their act of faith. So without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith is an act. Trust is an attitude. How about Abraham? We read about Abraham. Abraham, he was living in some foreign country there, in far away from Israel. And someday, it just so happened that God appeared to him. Now, we don't know exact details. You know, like the book of Genesis, there's so much in there. I wish it was like more in detail about all these things. Like one verse says that this is what God said, and this is what happened. One verse. Could you not like expand a little bit more? Like, give us some detail, you know? That would be so interesting to know more. How exactly God appeared to Abraham, and how did it all come about? That would be just so exciting and interesting to find out. However, Abraham, Avraham in Hebrew, Avraham Avinu, Abraham our father, the father of faith. Yes, Abraham is our father if we have faith. Maybe if your father wasn't the best father, or maybe even never had a father, adopt Abraham as your father. He's a good father. Abraham, our father. Yes, and yeah, that's true. The father of faith. So God appeared to Abraham and said, "All right, Abe, it's time for you to move out." Where are we going? Just pack your bags and I will show you later. Okay. So, Abraham, you know, he had a big truck with two 53-foot trailers. And he had a double eagle bus. And he loaded his family and all his friends. And they decided to set out on the road somewhere. And God said, "I'm going to show you what to do." Imagine his faith just going somewhere. But that's sort of like us. How do we know where we are going? Like, how do we know what will happen tomorrow? We don't know. You know, we make our plans. All right, Monday I'm going to go to work, and I'm going to get up at such and such time, and I'm going to drive or take the bus or whatever. Well, I guess it's an act of faith. We have faith that we are going to get there, but we don't know for sure. So here is Avraham Avinu. He's going, but he doesn't know where he's going. It's kind of a crisis for him. You know, he was a rich man. I'm sure he had lots of toys, and he was doing good. His health was good, and things were looking good. But now God says, "You leave everything and go." But he did take a lot of stuff with him. Maybe that was not wasn't God's plan. But you know, that's us. That's what we're like, us people. God gives us direction, and then we sort of go, but we also add a few things of our own stuff with us. We like to have our own little security with us. God is merciful, you know. He lets us do a lot of things that is not really good, but how I pray that we would do more what is the right thing in every circumstance and not take all kinds of stuff, unnecessary stuff with us. So anyway, Abraham arrived to the promised land, and there he was. And one day God said, "Oh, you know what? I'm going to give you a special son. His name is going to be Isaac." And Abraham said, well, you know, I'm like 100 and my wife is 101 or something like that. You know, this is just not possible. But God said, no, about a year from now, you're going to have a special son, the son of promise, Isaac. And so Abraham believed, yes, okay, I choose to believe. He trusted God that something would happen, that he would have a special son, Isaac would come. So without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so Abraham, he had faith. He's the father of faith. Abraham, our father, Avraham Avinu. He's a good father. He made a few mistakes, of course, along the way, and there are consequences. When we make mistakes, there are consequences, and sometimes they follow us a lifetime. And, oh, how I wish I would have avoided certain things when I was younger. And how I wish that I would have done certain things, but that's our life. That's our human experience, I think. We go from mistake to mistake. We stumble on ahead. But God somehow is there, and he's bringing us forward. But our prayer, of course, is that more and more we would be in his plan and in his purpose and in his will, that we would avoid making all kinds of stumblings along the way, that we wouldn't be adding all this extra baggage with us. So Isaac was born. He was so happy. Abraham and Sarah, they had this special son. Now, they did have a few other kids too, as you know. Maybe it wasn't really God's plan, but sometimes this is how it goes. But finally, the son of promise showed up. And I am sure that Abraham told his son everything. All the good things that God had done and all the experience and how his faith brought him from this foreign land to the promised land and how Isaac was born and he was a special son and he would receive all the promises of Abraham and God would bless Isaac and wonderful, wonderful things would happen in his life. And Abraham became very wealthy, just like our TV preacher. So he must have had extra faith for all that good stuff. But then a crisis happened. God appears to Abraham and says, Abraham, your son Isaac, I want you to bring him to a place that I will show you. And I want you to sacrifice him. What? This cannot be from God. I mean, this is like some kind of a pagan thing. Like, God cannot be speaking to me about this. This cannot be the case. And this is the son of promise. Didn't you say that this son would continue my line and receive all the promises of that you have for and become a great nation? No, it cannot be. This cannot be. I am sure that in our lives also we face situations where we are not really sure what is going on. Why is this happening to me? Why is my circumstance like this? I am lacking faith. Man, if I just had enough faith, every problem would be solved. I would be rich, happy, healthy, having a good time. When I step outside the house, the rain stops, the sun comes out. The limousine pulls in front of the door and brings me for free to wherever I want to go. If I just had super faith. But we just don't seem to have it. Abraham obeys. Can you believe it? But you know, have you noticed that Isaac also obeys? Yeah, he was an obedient son. He really believed in his father. He trusted his father. He trusted God. And he also had an act of faith. He went along with his father. He must have realized, okay, we're going, the donkey's going, the wood is going for the fire, but there is no sheep for the sacrifice. Now, my understanding is that God brought them to a certain hill just near Jerusalem, where later on another father delivered a son to be sacrificed. The Heavenly Father gave Jesus to us as a sacrifice for our sins. Yes, Abraham, the father of faith. Of course, we know that then God did stop Abraham from this act, but imagine the faith that the man had. He really went all out. I wonder if it's possible for us to have such faith, to do such an act of faith that we would be willing to obey in such a way. Yeah, Daniel, his act of faith, not eating that special food of the king, he was willing to give up his life. Daniel's friends, act of faith. They were not going to bow down to this golden thing. And they didn't know for sure if God would save them or not save them. You know, we can think back to history of many believers that have died as martyrs. Why didn't God save them? Didn't they have faith? I am sure they had faith. Do we have faith? Yeah, perhaps we do have faith. Let it encourage you. Don't think that you don't have faith because you're not super rich like our TV preacher. Yeah, you do have faith. Perform acts of faith in small things, and your faith will increase and God will honor you, because it pleases God when we do acts of faith. There's another interesting man in the Bible. His name is Job. Yes, that's right. He's an ancient man. We don't know when he lived, actually. It might have been a long time ago. Maybe even before Abraham. It's hard to know when exactly he lived. That's my understanding, at least. And we don't know for sure how much he knew about God, but he had amazing faith. He had, first of all, the TV preacher faith. He was rich. He was famous. He was super healthy. He had big family. He had lots of cars and gold and airplanes and boats and ships. And then one day, then we all know what happened. In one day, he lost everything. He lost all his stuff, his houses, his family all died in one day. He lost his health. He became totally sick. All in one day. He must have thought to himself, I have no faith. I lost my faith. Before, when I was rich, I had faith. Now I have no faith. So I lost everything. God is displeased with me. I must have done something really bad to make God so mad at me. I'm sure that we think like this sometimes when things go wrong. We blame ourselves. I must have done something really stupid. And I guess sometimes we do. But God doesn't like me. God is displeased with me because bad things are happening to me. I just don't have faith. I am not trusting God enough. Job, he lost everything. That was a big crisis for the man. And there he is sitting on the ground in the dust, sick, lost everything. Even his best friend, his wife, said, you stupid man, why don't you just kill yourself? God doesn't care about you anymore. But how did Job answer? Job 1:21. Famous line from the Bible. Job 1:21. Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. May the name of the Lord be praised. Wow, those words, that is an act of faith. He praised God under this circumstance, which was beyond his understanding, beyond his control, not his fault at all. We all know how it all came about. He didn't do anything wrong. He hadn't done anything wrong. He hadn't lost his faith. He didn't displease God. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. So faith does not mean necessarily that we get what we want. That's one thing that I am learning from these characters of faith from the Bible. Having faith does not mean that you're going to have a good time. Having faith does not mean that everything is going to go good for you. If things are going wrong, don't be sad. It doesn't mean that you have lost your faith. It doesn't mean that God is displeased with you, that you are not good for God, that he doesn't like you anymore. Your act of faith is that you give thanks to God in every circumstance. Like Job, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. Even when we don't understand, we can say, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. I praise you, Lord. I accept your will, whatever it might be for me. God, I know you can save me, but you might not save me from this situation. But still, I give thanks. I believe that is faith. I believe that is just the starting place of faith. Now, we know from the Bible that there is much more to faith. And how I wish we could see lots of acts of faith, like in the early church, you know, even Peter's shadow. You know, Peter's just walking along there and his shadow's touching people and they just jump up healed, you know. Wouldn't that be cool if we could just go to the hospital and be healed in Jesus' name and all these sick people jump up from their beds? That would be just absolutely awesome. And that's, we would like to see that. But presently it's not happening. I don't know why, but it would be nice. Yes, sometimes it does, but so rarely it seems. So rarely. I wish it did happen more. But we should not be discouraged. We have to begin from somewhere. And I believe 1 Thessalonians 5:18, that's our beginning place for our journey of faith. Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians 5:18. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Okay, let's start with 16. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Be joyful sometimes. Always. Pray on Sundays. Okay. Pray continually or always. Give thanks when things go good. I see. All circumstances. For this might be God's will for you in Christ Jesus. It is God's will for you. Okay. So be joyful. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. Could that be our act of faith? This verse? Do you think this is something that we could practice? Do you think it's easy? No. It's not easy. Otherwise, we would do it all the time. But I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters. We have to start from somewhere. We have to have some small act of faith. So I'm challenging you this week to try this small, simple act of faith. Whatever your circumstance is, give thanks. Be joyful. Pray. Do you think that's something that we could try to do? You know, it's a pretty small step, but it's a beginning step for a journey of faith. Yeah, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. So remember these characters that we looked at. Our famous TV preacher, his faith. Brother Daniel, he was a cool guy. He had faith. His three cool buddies, imagine the faith that they had. They were willing to give it up. God might save, God might not save. We're still going to do what is right. Sometimes to do right is an act of faith. It's a little bit scary. We don't know what's going to happen. But if you do what is right, then you are pleasing God. It's an act of faith. Even if everyone says, no, don't do what is right. Go ahead and cheat. It's okay. Why don't you just bow down to that thing? God doesn't mind. Nobody will know. Nobody cares. Abraham, he's going somewhere. Anyway, he doesn't know where he's going. Like we are going, we are all going somewhere. We don't know for sure where we are going. We have no idea if in the future there will be some turmoil in our life. There could be some terrible illness that will come along. Or some other big problem, maybe a financial disaster. We don't know. But we can place our faith and our trust in God. We can give thanks in every circumstance. Isaac obeyed his father. Job, he lost it all. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. May the name of the Lord be praised. So let's try to practice this one little verse, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you. And this is a small act of faith, and let that faith begin to build in us more and more. And perhaps even greater steps of faith we will take in the future. So, brothers and sisters, faith is an act, trust is an attitude. I hope that we can all take some steps of faith. This is a big topic. Usually, my talks are usually not topical. Usually, you know, as you know, usually I just read the Bible verse to verse and then have a few comments. But this time I had this topic on my mind. So perhaps it's something that God is speaking to us as a congregation. Faith, acts of faith that we should be taking. So if you want to add to this in the future, please build on this foundation of faith, and we will continue onwards in this journey of faith together. For faith is an act, trust is an attitude, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen.